Yeah, I thought it was a good opening day for performance. You know, we saw the great athleticism that you know that he has. You could see it wasn't too big for him. A lot of good moves for Carson.
How do you feel Ruben Randle did?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ruben, it's a preseason game. There's plays that we all can improve. You know, coaches, players, we all can improve. So, there's flashes of stuff. But the whole goal for our offense is consistency. You know, we go in, we get in there, we go three plays, we score a touchdown. We get the ball back, we score a touchdown. That's great. That's good news. Our special teams defense plays like that, gets us turnovers like that. That's good news that we can convert them to touchdowns. But really what it takes to win week in and week out is consistency, and that's across the board at all positions.
Rick, so while you've done this a while, and when you go to training camp, there's a natural progression as you go along. As you stand here today at this particular point of camp, as you continue that progression, is the offense as a whole where you thought it would be right now, a little bit ahead of the curve, behind the curve? Or where would you stand?
No, I think we're where we need to be. I think that you have to balance it as a coach. You're never happy. I mean, you walk off the practice field every day remembering the plays that didn't go well. You walk off a preseason game remembering the plays that didn't go well. But you got to keep balance. So players, coaches, like, you need to have a sense of urgency, but understand it is a process. And that's the maturity and the perspective that it takes. And you can't get caught up in, you can't get up in one bad play, but you got to be accountable for one bad play. So that's how it works. But the whole goal is if we're fighting and pushing to get better, then that process works itself out over time.
Coach, you mentioned consistency. Paul Turner has been one of the most consistent receivers in this camp. What are some of the things that you've seen from him that allowed him to elevate up the depth chart?
I mean, Paul's a good route runner. He's got good feet. He's got good hands. And I think that's a big part of playing consistently, right? The quarterback has to know where you're going to be. Quarterback wants to have the confidence to know that you're going to, that the ball, we're going to make the play when we come to him. Paul's done a pretty nice job.
How many minutes was he found with Carson Wentz out for a while? What does that do with the plan for McLeod and Thompson? How do you think he's handled the added responsibility?
McLeod's a real pro. I mean, I'm so glad we have him here. We thought that from the beginning. He handles himself like a pro. He's getting more reps in practice. We'll likely, it's up to Coach Peterson, we'll likely get a little bit more play time in the game. But, he's ready to go, and we're glad he's here.
Is he still having the reps equal between all three of the four guys now?
It's close, but maybe not quite as close. Honestly, it's still pretty even.
What is the growth? How does the growth of Carson Wentz now develop? Because he may not play if he plays the last game. How do you grow him?
Yeah, good question. I mean, it's still easy for him to grow. I mean, you just got to concentrate and get the mental reps. We're all a big believer in that. You can get the mental reps. You can still get a lot of film study. You can still be, interacting with the players, maybe even to a more extent, interacting with the receivers, talking about what you expect as a quarterback. And we certainly expect no slowing down the process as far as growing mentally. Obviously, you can't get the physical reps when you're hurt. But at every position, but certainly at the quarterback position, I expect to see continued growth.
Will you increase his reps when he comes back to kind of play catch up, or just keep
that? That's Coach Peterson's call. I mean, I doubt you do that. You just have to stay with your plan. But Coach Peterson only will decide that.
Was he the first option on many of those, or was he, second or third through the progression?
Yeah, on most of his, I think he's primary or secondary on most of those. Which is what you want to do. You try to scheme things up so the quarterback's getting to his first or second progression. That's why you game plan the plays that you do. Every now and then, there's always a handful of plays in a game where a quarterback has to get to the third or fourth read in the progression, or he has to improvise and do something. But, when we set something up and game plan it, we're game planning it for usually the first two guys in the progression to get the ball.
With Wendell Smallwood coming back from injury on Saturday, is your high priority getting him to play on Thursday in Pittsburgh?
Again, that's really trainers and Coach Peterson as far as ultimately deciding. You got to keep that balance. Just because a guy's healthy, there's still kind of you got to work back into full action. So, that's a day-by-day decision that's really made between the head coach and the trainers.
Rick, how did O'Neal and Marshall look in the game, and how have they progressed through this camp?
I think Seth and Byron are continuing to make progress again. But it's all about consistency, like I said earlier, at every position. So you try not to get you know, too excited about the good stuff, and you don't get too you don't go crazy and lose your mind over the bad stuff. But you have to just, there's just something, you have to have that mental toughness. You really have to have a mental toughness that despite whether you just had your best game or your worst game, that you come back the next play or the next day and say, we got to find ways to get better.
I was wondering how the rotation on the offensive line is going. Is Allen making a smooth transition to right tackle?
Yeah, I mean, Allen's a pro. He's versatile. He's played there before. It's standard course of business in the NFL, you know, to rotate linemen around, get him a lot of reps. Obviously, with the, you know, with situations, it's that good time in camp where you got to move guys around, because invariably throughout the season, you just see it. I mean, it's stories written about it every week in 32 cities. You know, you never are rarely playing with the same offensive line at all five positions the whole year. So you got to prepare for that. And, you know, this is a good step for us. And Allen is a pro, you know, and he can make that adjustment. And we expect, and we have high expectations for him.
How's Isaac's progress been?
Isaac's progress has been really good. You know, when you see a young guy who has the physical ability and the smarts that he has, it really shows up on film. He's an explosive athlete for an offensive lineman. And when he's right, it's eye-catching. You know, when he's right on the film, it's eye-catching. But like many young players, there, you know, you still got to iron out. You can't have low lows and high highs. There's got to be the consistent highs. And that's what most of the young players really are always working on, eliminating the bad play. It's like in golf, the bad shot can't be that bad, you know. And so that's part of the goal as a player. When you're having a bad play, it just can't be that detrimental to the team. You got to find a way to be consistently good.
Carson, I know he's a mobile guy, and I know he's hurt also senior in college. Is there something you can do to help him protect himself better, or something he can learn, or you just chalk it up to coincidence?
You know, I thought he protected himself pretty well. You know, he had his first slide of his career in that game. You know, the flip that he did on the one, it was a 4th-and-7. The guy caught him by surprise. You don't want to see that. Obviously, his coaches, you know, you kind of cringe when that happens. But it was a 4th-and-7. He took it up inside. The corner kind of flashed at the last second, and he didn't see him. I think Carson gets it. I think he gets it. I think he'll slide when he needs to slide. You know, their injury came on a play where, you know, that could have happened to anybody. That had really nothing to do other than they ran a blitz that we couldn't pick up. And, you know, we just needed to make a slight adjustment in what we did there, getting the ball out a little bit quicker. But other than that, I think he gets it. I think he understands it's his responsibility to get down and slide when he can. But he's an aggressive athlete, so there's going to be a time or two where he's going to take a shot, but we have to keep that to a minimum, and he has to keep that to a minimum, but I think he has a pretty good handle on it.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.